Aligning Our Hearts with God's Heart, written by Kara Meredith and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 139, 19 through 24. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Sometimes I have a tendency to pick and choose pieces of scripture that make me feel good. Psalm 139 is no exception. What I want to do is camp out in the first two-thirds of the psalm, seeking guidance and basking in the reminder that God created me in my inmost being, knitting me together in my mother's womb. I want that feel-good smile to come to my lips as I remember the words spoken from David to God and lean into the heart knowledge that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, that your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. But if I keep reading past verse 18, I start to feel uncomfortable. And my friends, discomfort isn't always something I want to feel. I'm prone to skip over the rest of the psalm, especially those four verses that don't seem to sing a song of consoling guidance. If I'm honest, I'm not sure I want to try and understand a set of verses that feel saturated with more hate than love. When I start to dig into the text, I learned that the concept of hate was not actually about emotion, but, quote, mostly an expression of preference and support. According to one commentary, it speaks to a bigger idea and cultural pattern of preference and loyalty. Additionally, it is not the kind of hatred our 21st century minds often think it is. After all, another writer says that it's not, quote, followed by malignity or ill will. Instead, like Jesus modeled for us, it is accompanied with grief, pain of heart, pity, and sorrow. Does this not change the way you interact with these four verses? For me, when I think about all this, I can't help but think of David's humanity, a humanity that was nestled in a deep and intense love for God. Perhaps like the rest of us, David wants nothing more than to honor, revere, and love the one who created the deepest parts of his identity. It's not so hard to then imagine that part of this honoring meant a soul so deeply entwined with God's that it resulted in real emotions, not of hate, but of grief and pain and sorrow. After all, these emotions of the pain God not only felt then, but continues to feel now, even for those who choose to hate and rebel against God's love, changes the way I interact, not only with this song, but also with the world around me. I suppose the invitation then is simple. If our hearts are aligned with God, then our hearts will break for the things that break God's heart. We will seek justice, just as God seeks justice for every beloved child, and we will desire wholeness and flourishing for all, even for those we are tempted to call our enemies, and for those who continue to rise up against God. I trust it just might be the same for you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.